The bottom of the lake tasted like mud, salt, and regret. The water was so thick it was agony keeping my eyes open, but thank the great gods I did. Otherwise, I would have missed the dragon. He was smaller than I'd imagined one to be, about the size of a rowboat, with glittering ruby eyes and scales green as the purest jade. Not at all like the village-sized beasts the legends claimed dragons to be, large enough to swallow entire warships. He swam nearer until his round red eyes were so close they reflected my own. He was watching me drown. "Help," I pleaded. I was out of air, and I had barely a second of life left before my world folded into itself. The dragon regarded me, lifting a feathery eyebrow. For an instant, I dared hope he might help, but his tail wrapped around my neck, squeezing out the last of my breath. And all went dark. In hindsight, I probably shouldn't have told my maids I was going to jump into the sacred lake. I only said it because the heat this morning was insufferable. Even the chrysanthemum bushes outside had wilted, and the kite birds soaring above the citrus trees were too parched to sing. Not to mention, diving into the lake seemed like a perfectly sensible alternative to attending my betrothal ceremony, or as I liked to call it, the dismal end of my future. Unfortunately, my maids believed me, and word traveled faster than demon fire to father. Within minutes, he sent one of my brothers, along with a retinue of stern-faced guards, to fetch me. So here I was, being shepherded through the palace's catacomb of corridors on the hottest day of the year, to the dismal end of my future. As I followed my brother down yet another sun-soaked hall, I fidgeted with my sleeve, pretending to cover a yawn as I peeked inside.
"Stop yawning," Hasho chided.
I dropped my arm and yawned again. "If I let them all out now, I won't have to do it in front of father."
"Shuri.
You try being woken up at dawn to have your hair brushed 1,000 times, I countered. "You try walking in a god's ransom of silk." I lifted my arms, but my sleeves were so heavy I could barely keep them raised. "Look at all these layers. I could outfit a ship with enough sails to cross the sea." The trace of a smile touched Hasho's mouth.
"The gods are listening, dear sister. You keep complaining like that, and your betrothed will have a pockmark for each time you dishonor them."
My betrothed. Any mention of him went in one ear and out the other, as my mind drifted to more pleasant thoughts, like cajoling the palace chef for his red bean paste recipe, or better yet, stowing away on a ship and voyaging across the Taijin Sea. Being the emperor's only daughter, I'd never been allowed to go anywhere, let alone journey outside of Jindara, the capital. In a year, I'd be too old for such an escapade, and too married. The indignity of it all made me sigh aloud.
"Then I'm doomed. He'll be hideous."
My brother chuckled and nudged me forward.
"Come on, no more complaining. We're nearly there."
I rolled my eyes. Hasho was starting to sound like he was 70, not 17. Of my 6 brothers, I liked him most. He was the only one with wits as quick as mine. But ever since he started taking being a prince so seriously and wasting those wits on chess games instead of mischief, there were certain things I couldn't tell him anymore.